This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the United States is eager to come to a ceasefire resolution between Israel and Hamas.
The best way to unlock the possibility of a resolution along the Israel-Lebanese border would be achieving a ceasefire in Gaza. And we continue to actively pursue a ceasefire in Gaza, primarily to alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people in Gaza and to secure the return of hostages.
The war was sparked when Hamas launched an attack in southern Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 people and initially taking 250 others hostage, according to Israel. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a breakdown of a Gaza aid route established by Israel.
The United Nations and international aid organizations say a breakdown in law and order has made a new aid route the Israeli military says it was establishing unusable. According to a UN official, groups of armed men are regularly blocking convoys, holding drivers at gunpoint, and rifling through cargo. One analyst says crime has spiked because Gaza's police force, controlled by Hamas, is being targeted by the Israeli military. An estimated 1.3 million Palestinians displaced from Rafah are sheltering in tent camps in cramped apartments without adequate food, water, or medical supplies. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House announced Thursday it would move Ukraine to the front of the line for deliveries of powerful air defense missiles after a barrage of Russian missile and drone attacks damaged energy facilities throughout the besieged country. John Kirby, the National Security Council communications advisor, emphasized that planned deliveries to Taiwan and Israel would not be affected by the move to get weapons to Ukraine first, and that the other nations waiting for shipments were broadly supported when they were informed of